Father, you are gently calling us into your presence. And Lord, we pray that we would enter humbly and come before you to be forgiven and washed clean. And Lord, as we think about what happened this morning and what Nathan said, Lord, we thank you that we can make many a false start and you still reach out to us and refresh us and pick us up and dust us off again, Lord, and set us on our feet. Father, we thank you for that. Our Lord, we want to give everything this evening to you. Lord, we are going to spend time in prayer for what can be quite a risky mission. And Lord, we pray that you would guide us in that you would make us bold, and that you would make us faithful to continue praying too. So Lord, we bring everything to you this evening to glorify your name in the whole world as we join to be part of a bigger family. Amen. So this evening is our mission service, and Bernie's here from the Mission Aviation Fellowship. So it's good to see those of you who have met him before and who are aware of the fellowship. But it's good if you don't know anything about math, you can come along and learn a bit more this evening. We are going to worship Christ together first, and wherever our faith is, it is all held on one cornerstone. So if you are able, let's stand together and sing Cornerstone.
Than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
our next song says, I love you, Lord. And we bring that before him. Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. This is the goodness of God. Father, we bring you our praises this evening, and may it never leave our lips as we come into your presence every second of our lives. I could sing of your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for you, me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free.
Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free.
Amen. Please do be seated. Now, Bernie's going to come and speak to us a little bit, and then we'll sing one more time, and then we'll have an extended time of prayer. So I'll hand over to Bernie now.
Green light, we're all okay. That's better. Hi there, how you doing? Sorry about that, I've just spotted someone sitting there who I recognise a face from years ago. But it's good to be here. I might waffle on a bit tonight, but don't worry about it. I've been told I can have at least 40 minutes. That might not be true, but... And I better not walk backwards. That's going to be a problem. Yeah. I'm Bernie Pinner, and we've got the first slide up there. My contact with Mission Aviation Fellowship is really through Gillingham Baptist Church, and that's where I spent my youth, being misguided by all sorts of people. And in Gillingham Baptist Church just happens to be a guy called Mark Newnham, who is currently an engineer in Kenya. And on Tuesday, I'll be meeting up with him. So I don't want to make you jealous, but I can't go on too long tonight. I've got to pack my case. But so I've known Mark for years. I've been out to Uganda and spent time with him there, out to Liberia. And I say tomorrow's going to be Kenya. And every time I've visited him, I've said, look, I'll be the best speaker in the world for MAF. And I never got round to it. So something like 6 or 7 years ago, I finally got round to saying, look, how about taking me on as a speaker? And they took me on, and I'm still here. But so do you want to go to the next slide? I might just forget about the slides completely, because... I hate sort of being interrupted, and I can't read them either, so it doesn't help. Whoever chose blue? I don't know. But what is MAF? Now, can I just sort of find out where you all are? Who knows all about MAF? Right, good. that's mostly good. So I won't go through all the stuff that I usually do, but for who doesn't know anything about MAF, just in case, who doesn't know a lot about it, or, God, I'm doing well here tonight, aren't I? Yeah, right, okay, can we just play the video clip, because, when I'm standing there talking for hours and hours, and, it's easy to look at a video clip and you'll get a much better impression of what it's all about. That didn't take long, did it? But I'm here really tonight, I guess, to encourage you in prayer for MAF. For MAF will say that they've existed simply through the prayers of the people. And without your prayers, we would not be able to continue. Question was asked earlier in the back room about what happened to MAF during COVID. And the simple answer was we shut down. We weren't allowed by various countries to fly, unless there was somebody who was really important, need to get somewhere. And so basically there's a lot of engineering work done, and we just sort of sat there waiting for countries to open up, which has now happened. But when we look at things that are going on that need prayer, some of you may have heard of Ryan Coa. He is currently in prison in Mozambique. He's one of our pilots. He's from the US, and he was arrested, I think it's well over a month ago now, for, well, we don't know actually. He hasn't been charged with anything. He was stopped by the authorities because they were loading pills onto his aircraft, which were going up north in Mozambique, and the authorities believed he's going to supply them to the terrorists up north. And so they arrested him and two other guys, and they've been in prison since. So there's one thing to pray about. Ryan and his family, they've been flown back to the States. I cannot imagine what it's like, A, to be in prison, and B, to be there for no real reason. So pray for Ryan, and I know later on we're going to pray. That's really one of the top things on our list. Things change, and you know, we've been around for over 75 years now, and we sort of often get stuck. I don't know if you feel like that as a church sometimes. We get stuck because we've done something, we carry on doing it. Well, MAF has to change, not necessarily because we want to, but because we're forced to. And it is quite strange that a few years ago, did anyone come up to Duxford when we had the seaplane there? No? Oh, we bought this new float aircraft, and it was on its way to Bangladesh. And they took it to Duxford, and a lot of people went up there and had a look at the aircraft. It didn't get to Bangladesh for quite a long while. It ended up in Scotland, sitting there waiting. The authorities in Bangladesh wouldn't sort of get their act together. And finally, the aircraft flew out there, and now our work in Bangladesh has closed down. And you sort of think of recent months where there's been a lot of flooding there. Yeah, ideal for our float aircraft to fly, but they've both just been sitting there because Bangladesh has built this, I can't remember how many miles, I don't think I wrote it down anywhere, but built this two-story bridge to carry trains and trucks, and they believe now that it's made our work not so essential. And so we've closed down in Bangladesh, and the aircraft, we're hoping we'll end up in Uganda, because with Lake Victoria, there's all the islands there that are very much untouched, and so it's an ideal place for them to go. But as we all know in Christian life, as one door closes, another one opens. And so we started planting our work in Guinea, in Africa, and it takes years to get a program going. It's not a simple thing, just in we go. We get invited into a country. So pray for the work that's starting in Guinea, for the folk there that are planning things and preparing for when we open up the work of MAF in Guinea. Give you an idea of something else of prayer that is important. In southern Africa, there's been a big outbreak of polio, and I'm sure all you realise that polio was almost extinct. We eradicated it in the UK in many places, but sadly it's crept back into South Africa, and MAF has been used by all sorts of different groups of people to fly vaccinations, and it's mainly in Tanzania that this outbreak came. And I'm sure I read somewhere that it only needs a few cases of polio to be quite alarming to sort of register on the World Health Organization, because it's something that spreads like wildfire. And I'm sure you've all seen people who have suffered with polio. Certainly in Africa, I've seen cases that have been incredibly sad, to see people totally crippled. So pray for these vaccinations to get out and to help to bring it under control, and we pray it would be eradicated. Well, one of the things we really believe, I mentioned earlier, is about prayer. And without prayer, we will not grow, we will not continue, really. But one of the things we are involved in, I was almost going to say as a sideline, but it's not really, it's sharing God's word. Yeah, that the reason we can go somewhere, or it's up on the screen there, showing God's love. And in scripture, in first letter of John, in chapter 3, it says this. It's talking about the love of Christ, and how we know passed from death to life because we love one another. Whoever does not love abides in death. All who hate a brother or sister are murderers, and you know that murderers do not have eternal life abiding in them. In verse 6 it says, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? I think really that sums up what MAF is about. We see the need in countries, and we work alongside something, the figures change a lot, something like 1,200 different organisations to enable them to work. We work in isolated places, and very much here we don't really understand what isolation is. It's when you go somewhere where there's possibly a handful of doctors within 70, 80, 100 miles, where there's no hospitals, where if you are ill or injured, the chances are you just have to get on with life. You don't have the National Health Service or any of the good things that we have. And I was just remembered Mark and Sarah, because one of the things I always find difficult is you go and you think of people who give up their life's work here and go to another country to work for MAF. And certainly at this time of year, I sit down and think they're so fortunate, sitting in the sunshine, enjoying life, enjoying fresh fruit and things like that. But it's only when you listen to people like Mark and Sarah, you understand what they've really given up. Mark and Sarah, I'm not sure if I'm meant to say this actually, but I've started, so I'll finish. They've come to a point in their life where their children are, well, Amy's just about to do her A-levels, I think it's next year. And they have to start thinking about what's going to happen with her education, because she wants to go to university. And Josh is just doing his O-levels. And so they're sort of coming up to a crossroads in their life where they've really got to decide whether they stay out on the mission field or whether they come home and do something different for a few years. And that is a really, really difficult thing for them to think about. And something, yeah, it'd be great if you can pray for them as they face this. But all of the missionaries who have children face this and often come home. Mark has got something possibly in mind, still working for MAF, which he's sort of knocking on the door at the moment. But just pray for the missionaries that they may just know what the next step is when they come to these times in life when it's a crossroad and where they've got to make incredibly difficult decisions. Now, obviously, God will guide them, but they've got to be able to be aware of his guidance. And pray that they and other missionaries in their same circumstances may just have a real sense of God's direction in their life. Now, I was told, how long did I have? I could go on and on and on. But I'll tell you a couple of stories in a minute. But just simply say that in the back room I've got some books if you want to come and buy a book and learn a bit more about MAF. I've got forms that you can fill in if you want. How many people here get flying for life? A good number of you. So you can fill in one of these forms. I used to say to people, put down your bank details and I'll just empty your bank, but I'm not allowed to say that apparently. But we take your email address and phone number and address simply so we can keep you informed and up to date of what's going on. I'll give you a quick story from one of the recent magazines that came out. If you go to Africa, it's common, we talk about knife crime in this country, it is common to see children with knives. They are brought up with them. I've been horrified at times to watch kids about that tall with a machete peeling potatoes. And it's just part of their life. And there's a story of one young lad who fell over, stabbed himself in the stomach, and he managed to get to a clinic, and the clinic realised they couldn't do anything for him, but had the wisdom to bind this wound with cling film, just to keep it clean. And he was evacuated by MAF, ended up in hospital, and the surgeons had to, I believe it's part of his liver had been damaged, they had to repair that and something else. And without that help from MAF, that young lad simply would have died. It's very difficult to grasp how fortunate we are in this country with what we've got. And when we think of people who will walk for miles and miles, often for days, just to attend a clinic in the hope that somebody might be able to help. MAF, the role really, I did have it up there on one of the slides, is a lifeline. We used to talk about hope, help and healing, but this whole idea of a lifeline, because without MAF, medical people couldn't go around and help in clinics. People would spend days and days travelling where MAF can spend an hour and get them to a place where they need to be. And I think I ought to stop there because I was given something like 15 minutes and I haven't got a clue how long I've been talking for. But after service, come and grab hold of me if you've got any questions, because I love answering questions rather than talking about what I think you ought to want to know. Come grab hold of me, we can chat, you can buy the books, and hopefully we'll be a bit more informed in our prayer. And that is really one of the hardest things, isn't it, when we pray about missionaries and situations, it's actually having the information to be able to pray into that situation. So thank you so much for inviting me. I can see the pastor there nodding. We've never met before. The only danger is often people nod just as they're waking up. Hope that wasn't the case tonight.
Thank you, Bernie, for that taster. And I've used my optician's card here to write some little notes down, the only piece of paper I could find on me. So we will pray in a moment for some of those things that he's mentioned. I'll ask a couple of questions as well. I have got another couple of songs for us to sing to bring us into that time of prayer though. This next one says, one of the verses say, you know, some people are weeping through the night and some are winning battles and some are struggling in the fight, but we can all join together and be part of that fight and be part of the people of the risen King. So let's stand again if you're able, and we'll sing a couple of songs and then we'll go into a time of prayer. And one that we all really enjoyed this morning, so much so that we weren't letting the worship group get away with it. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord.
Oh,
You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Please do take your seats again, and we're going to come to a time of prayer. Be brave and lead us in prayer, and remember some of the things. Sure, each time Bernie spoke of something different lodged in my brain about things, so I've got a few points noted down on here. So we've got Ryan and the other two members of the team who are in prison in Mozambique. We've got those seaplanes that went to Bangladesh, and then they really need to go to Uganda. So we pray for the paperwork and the admin and everything, and Uganda and Guinea, and pray that they will get moved to a good place where they can be used and not wasted. For polio in the southern part of Africa, down into Tanzania. And for Mark and Sarah at this time in their family life, we know, I was just reminded when we saw Truce and Christina this week, that when people are on the mission field, sometimes they have to send their children back for their education, and different things happen, and it's quite a tricky time in their lives, so in their family's lives. So pray for Mark and Sarah as to what they need to do for that. And then just how desperate it is for people to be able to reach a clinic and have some attention when they've had an accident or an illness, and the prevalence and use of knives by tiny people that we would say, no, don't give them a machete to peel the potatoes. That's no job for a child. So pray for those who live in communities where it's a lot more hand-to-mouth than we ever have it here. So lots of things to pray for. Please do speak out your prayers. Be willing to lead us in prayer. And let's spend some time praying for those things that we've mentioned.
Continue to give us
pray for those who are concerned with polio and how it's spreading at the moment. Lord, we pray for that southern vast area of Africa. And Lord, we pray for those in isolated places in Tanzania. And Father, we ask that you would contain and quell any spread of that dreadful disease. And Father, we pray for those who are already affected by it, Lord, for their mobility issues and the problems that can cause with earning a living or even having a living for your family and children. Father, we pray that you would work in that situation. Lord, we pray that you would speedily ease the vaccines through. And Father, that can be eradicated once again. And Lord, we think how easy it is to completely clear something up. And Lord, we pray that you would enable those who fly and those who make the vaccines and make the medicines to provide them and get them round quickly to stop the spread of this disease. And Father, we do pray that for all the medication that MAF are getting through. Lord, for the medical assistance they bring to remote areas. Father, we ask for your guidance, that they would know in advance where things need to be. And Lord, because of their knowledge and experience of the different countries, that they would be able to pinpoint where to take a batch of vaccines to, where to take some medication to. And Father, we do pray again that you would have the pilot released in Mozambique. Father, we pray that there would be no immorality around that situation. Lord, we know that there can be bribes and people expecting money in return for release. We pray that that would not be the case, that their innocence and their honesty would be held forth, and Lord, that you would find a way of releasing them. Father, we think of Peter so many times and Paul in jail. And Lord, we pray that you would be a blessing, that they would be able to keep their spirits up. And Father, we pray for your spirit to pour out on them and to bring into their lives such a deep knowledge that you are with them. Oh, Father, we pray for their swift release. Amen. I just read a few verses from Psalm 91, and then we'll sing a final hymn, and then do stay for tea and coffee and have a good chat with Bernie through in the rear lounge. But it just seemed appropriate that in Psalm 91 verse 4, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. And then just skipping one verse says, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. So let's make God our refuge, that no harm may befall us. And our last song says, who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. I am who you say I am. Let's stand and sing our final song, and then we'll close with a blessing. Let's close with song. Who am I that the highest King? Father, we do ask that you would bless us. And Lord, we pray that you would bless Bernie and be with him tomorrow as he travels. Lord, that he would have a safe journey and that he would be a real boost and a lift to Mark and Sarah. And Father, we thank you for the fellowship that they are going to have in you. So Lord, we do pray for all of the things that we've mentioned this evening. Lord, bring them back to our mind again and again. And as we leave this place, we pray that you would keep us from falling, that we would never be outside of your grace and your love and your mercy. Amen. Please do stay and have tea and coffee, and there are more items through there for you to go through with Bernie.